Welcome to the deep dive. In this lesson, we're taking a rigid Ableton Live 12 bass pattern and turning it into something that feels alive, urgent, and properly old school. We're talking jungle energy, retro rave attitude, and that slightly battered, human groove that makes a bassline feel like it was played by someone under pressure, not drawn perfectly on a grid. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the bassline should act like rhythmic commentary. It should talk back to the break, not constantly, not noisily, but with little answers, little pushes, little gaps, and little imperfections that make the whole groove breathe. And that matters, because classic jungle and early DnB were never about sterile perfection. The magic came from movement, resampling, hardware weirdness, tapish instability, and performance-based sequencing. So if your modern bassline sounds too clean, too even, too predictable, we're going to fix that on purpose. We're going to build this in layers, because that's the first real pro move. Don't think of the bass as one sound. Think of it as a system. Start by creating an instrument rack on a MIDI track. Inside it, build two chains. One chain is your sub. The other is your character layer, your Rhys, your mid-bass personality. For the sub, keep it simple. Use operator or wave eatable, and go with a sine wave. Keep it mono. Keep it stable. If you want a little glide on select notes, fine. But keep it subtle. This part is the foundation, so don't turn it into a science experiment. Use a short amp envelope, quick attack, controlled decay, and enough sustain to hold the groove without smearing. For the character layer, go a little dirtier. Use two detuned saws in wave eatable, analog, or operator. Add a low-pass filter, then a touch of saturation. You want edge, movement, and attitude, but not so much that the low end turns to soup. If it needs width, keep that width in the upper harmonics only. The sub stays locked and narrow, always. Here's the mindset shift. Tight does not mean gridlocked. Tight means predictable enough to dance to, loose enough to feel played. Now write the bass phrase before you humanize anything. Start blunt. Keep it simple. One or two bars is enough. Use root notes, one answer note, and maybe one pickup note. Don't try to make it clever yet. You want a groove that already works against the drums in a raw, functional way. A strong old-school shape might be a root on beat 1, then an answer note on the offbeat or the end of 2, then a small rest, then a pickup into the next bar. Leave space. Jungle loves space. The break already has micro-rhythm, ghost notes, and snare detail. If your bassline is too packed and too rigid, it fights the break instead of locking into it. Once the phrase works, then we humanize it with intention. This is where a lot of people mess up. They randomize everything and call it human. That's not human. That's just sloppy. Real human feel comes from inconsistency with intent. One note slightly late. One note slightly softer. One note clipped short. One bar with a missing answer. That's the stuff that sounds alive. In the MIDI clip, focus first on the non-sub answer notes. Keep the main downbeat root notes mostly stable. Then nudge selected notes a tiny bit late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. That little push behind the beat can create pressure without killing the groove. For pickup notes, try placing them slightly early, maybe 3 to 8 milliseconds ahead. That creates forward motion, like the line is leaning into the next phrase. And don't move every note. Move one or two notes per bar, not all of them. If everything is offset, nothing feels intentional. You want a pattern of motion, not chaos. Velocity matters just as much. This is one of the fastest ways to make a bass line feel spoken instead of typed. Set your accents with care. Strong notes can sit around the higher range, and supporting notes should come down a bit. Ghost notes and passing notes can be much softer. If a note is delayed, consider lowering its velocity slightly so it feels like a deliberate push, not a mistake. Next up, note length. This is huge. Uniform note lengths are one of the biggest reasons bass lines feel robotic. In jungle and old-school DnB, the length of the note changes the groove as much as the pitch does. Root notes can be a bit longer, but not necessarily full bar blobs. Answer notes should often be shorter and punchier. Pickup notes should be very short, almost staccato. If a note is colliding with the snare or covering a ghost note, shorten it or move it. That tiny change can open the whole groove up. If you're using glide or legato behavior, keep it short. Around 20 to 60 milliseconds is usually enough for a sly little slide without turning the line into a modern trap thing. Use slide sparingly. In this style, they're punctuation, not decoration. Now let's talk swing, because this is where people can easily overdo it. If your break already swings, don't drown the bass in extra swing. The bass and drums should share groove DNA, not fight over the same timing space. A light groove amount can be great, especially if you extract groove from the chopped break itself, but keep it subtle. 10 to 35% is usually plenty. And often, only apply it to the character layer, not the sub. The sub should stay more stable so the low end doesn't wobble. If you want more classic Ragga Jungle lilt, let the bass answer a little behind the break. If you want harder roller energy, keep the bass more forward, but still humanized with velocity and note length instead of heavy swing. Now we move into phrasing. This is where the bass line becomes part of the arrangement, not just the loop. Think in 2-bar or 4-bar conversations. Bar 1 establishes the motif. Bar 2 leaves room for a break fill or snare roll. Bar 3 repeats the idea with one small change. Bar 4 gives you a turnaround, maybe with a pickup, a higher octave stab, or a slightly more aggressive response note. The drum break should be treated like a conversation partner. If the break has a flourish on the last 16th of bar 2, don't step on it. Leave space there. If a snare flam hits on the end of 3, answer after it rather than on top of it. If the break is busy, the bass should get more minimal. If the break is sparse, that's your chance to add a tiny bass ghost note or a sure answer. A very effective trick is to duplicate the bass clip across 8 bars, then change just one thing in bars 2, 4, 6, and 8. One note, one rest, one octave, one pickup. That's enough to keep it evolving without losing the identity of the motif. Now for one of the best advanced moves in the whole lesson. Resampling the character layer. Solo the res or mid bass layer and record a bar or two to audio. Then slice it, consolidate it, or trigger it back with slight offsets. Tiny inconsistencies in audio are your friend here. You can reverse a fragment, nudge a slice, or use fades to create texture. This is where the bass starts to feel like a sample era machine rather than a perfectly programmed synth patch. Ableton stock tools make this easy. Simpler is great for slicing. Auto filter can add movement. Saturator or roar can bring out the aggression. Echo can add short space if used carefully. You're not trying to wash it out. You're trying to add a little smoke around the edges. A great rule here, let the sub stay cleanish and push grid into the character layer. If both layers get equally dirty, the bass loses definition fast. Now let's automate over time, because good DNB bass design is not static. It evolves in sections. Automate filter cutoff on the character layer. Automate resonance for brief peaks before transitions. Automate saturator drive for lift. Maybe the automate width on the upper layer, but never on the fundamentals. Keep the sub locked in mono. Always check that in mono, by the way. If the low end falls apart in mono, you've widened too far. Try this kind of shape. The first 8 bars are filtered tighter and more restrained. The next 8 open up a bit. Then in the last 2 bars before a switch up, increase the drive or resonance, then cut it hard at the transition. That contrast is classic jungle tension. It tells the listener something's about to happen. And here's a really useful teacher note. If a phrase feels stiff, do not immediately add more notes. First try shifting one note later, shortening the release, or reducing sustain on just the accent note. Very often the groove problem is not pitch movement, it's spacing. If your pattern sounds great in solo but not with the drums, the issue is usually phrase spacing, not sound design. Remove bass hits around snare-heavy moments before you start changing the patch. The drums and bass need to breathe together. You can also use alternating articulations. For example, have one version of a note that's short and punchy and another that's slightly longer and rounder. Alternate them every other phrase. That subtle change makes the loop feel like it's breathing. Another great move is tiny pitch bend punctuation. Just a little bend into a pickup or a turnaround stab can add that battered rave machine feeling. Keep it subtle. You want bass attitude, not synth lead theatrics. You can also use octave punctuation. Drop one higher octave note at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase to say, something's coming. Don't overuse it, just enough to mark the turn. And micro rests are huge. Removing even 1/16th or 1/8th can be more exciting than adding another note. In this style, a small gap can hit harder than a big fill. If you want to go darker and heavier, try layering a very quiet transient or click layer above the bass for attack. High pass it aggressively so it only adds edge. That can help the bass speak on smaller systems without making the low end bigger. You can also sidechain the movement rather than the whole identity. In other words, let the mid bass breathe a little, but keep the sub more stable. That gives you heaviness without obvious pumping. For stereo, widen only above the fundamentals. Chorus, auto pan, subtle modulation. All of that can work on the upper harmonics, but below about 120 Hz, stay disciplined. The foundation must remain solid. Let's wrap this into a practical workflow. Build the two-layer base rack. Write a simple two-bar motif with no more than a few notes. Duplicate it across 16 bars if you want a full phrase test. Change at least one thing every 4 bars. Maybe timing. Maybe velocity. Maybe note length. Maybe one octave hit. Add a pickup note only in the last bar of a phrase. Open the filter slightly by the final 4 bars. Resample the character layer and replace one phrase with audio chops. Then check the whole thing in mono with the drums running. And the final test is the most important one. Mute the drums and ask whether the bass line still feels like it has phrasing, not just notes.